fact of the matter is you have women that are being judged point blank. That's what this topic of discussion is about. You are judging another woman based on what she wears. And it should not happen. If you prefer not to wear a scarf or a bonnet or pajamas out to take a flight, then don't. Some flights are long. Some flights are 23 hours long. There's some flights that are 45 minutes long. It depends on where you're going. And if you don't want to wear a headscarf, a tie head, a bonnet, do-rag, then don't. But there are people who do to be comfortable. It says a lot more about you who are judging them based on what they're wearing than you who are not wearing it. So let's try to be a little bit less judgmental, because the people who are actually showing up in their bonnets are actually being authentic to themselves, because that's just what they want to wear.
Me never know, say, them did have a dress code for when time you go up on plane now. Me think you could have can't wear anything you want when you want. After an hour uniform you're supposed to wear, you're supposed to dress a specific way. You're supposed to can't wear anything you're comfortable in. Where some of them flight you're long and boring, you want comfortable when you go up on the plane.
If she's conducting business, then I don't think it is appropriate, because just like us men, we have to dress appropriate when we are conducting business. However, if it's to go out in public or to like do something casual like catching a flight or so on, then why not?
Well, I don't have a problem with bonnets and tie heads or even pajamas, but then again it depends on the type of pajama, because some can be revealing. But if it's like a pants and pajama shirt, then no problem. I mean, people are free to wear what they want to wear. I don't think it's anything to do with pride. And I just feel like people judge, not just females, but male and females get judged for the simplest of things. Because, you know, you wake up late to catch a flight, and you can't bother changing and then just run to catch the flight. Some people have private jets. And just wake up and just jump up in them pajama, go in them plane, change and do what they need to do while I'm in the sky. So, I don't have a problem with it.
In regards to bonnets and tie heads, it's not that women no longer have pride. It's just that you're running on the road to do something. You have on your bonnet. You can just run to do it. But if it's how you are, depends on the type of place you're going, if that would be appropriate.
She's just carefree. That's it. She doesn't care what anybody has to say. She probably reach where she reach, and she don't care what nobody has to say. She's just carefree. So she's going running out on the road to conduct something, and she goes in her bonnet or whatever. Pajama is a no-no for me, but bonnet and tie probably not that serious.